The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good evening, everybody. It's about 5:40 p.m. Eastern on Friday, May 3rd. Getting a little bit of a late start here, but we've got two more best of threes elimination matches to in the MSI play-in stage for tomorrow. Just a quick recap of today. We had a plus 2.02 unit day with Fnatic covering the kill spread for us in both games 1 and 2 against Top Esports, winning game 2 outright. This was an extremely, extremely entertaining series. The first two games of this were very back and forth. Honestly, Fnatic, before Jackie Love got the shutdown on June and, you know, got that injection of gold, I thought Fnatic were probably like 60-40 to win the first map of this game. But as soon as that happened, and then eventually Jackie got a shutdown on Humanoid too and just got so much money. Once that happened, this was kind of over. But still, like, good starts from Fnatic in both games. The second game, they actually converted on it, and honestly, pretty decisive win against Top Esports in game two. You know, part of my handicap yesterday was that, you know, I think Fnatic are a world-class team. They can hang with these good teams. They're not going to consistently beat them in, like, a best-of series, but especially in a best-of-three versus a best-of-five, they can hang with these teams. Like, they are good enough. They have the hands. They have the chops. They're confident. They play a weird enough style that I think it can make teams uncomfortable and that they're comfortable in the game states that they need to be in. And they're very good at dragging people into the mud with them. Fnatic are a very, very feisty underdog against these elite Eastern teams. I think they can hang. So Handicap was dead on the money for this with Fnatic jumping out the leads in games 1 and 2. They ended up punting one of them. That was kind of what I thought could happen. And that's exactly what happened. So good on Fnatic. That was an entertaining series. The other series was not even close. T1 beat Fnatic, or they beat FlyQuest in like 17 minutes in the first game. The second game wasn't remotely close either, even though it took a little bit longer to close out. So, yeah, nothing special on that front. All right, moving on to Saturday, we have Estral Esports plus 326 on the money line, the plus 1.5 map set, plus 102, the minus 1.5 set, plus 1,034 against Paris Saint Germain Talon, minus 435 on the money line, minus 1.5 map set, minus 123. I'm going to talk about it in just a second with the next match, but I looked at the opening lines for these two, and one of them stood out as very heavy-handed, and it was not this one. I'll discuss more on that later on. I'm a lot lower on Latin America, the Latin American League, the LLA, and I'm a lot higher on the PCS than I think most people are, which explains why I didn't think this looked too funny, but I think the other one kind of does in the next match. PSG played the worst series that I've seen from them since before playoffs in the PCS, and I think the PCS, like I've discussed, is kind of at least a similar level to the LCS. So I think they kind of just had a very bad day against FlyQuest in their first match at MSI. I think that was like a bottom quartile performance from them, maybe worse than that, maybe bottom 10th, you know, 10th percentile kind of deal. But I think it was mostly just a bad day more than I think that that's their actual level. On the other hand here, Estral actually looked kind of competitive at moments against T1. I think that was more T1 just playing with their food, but Estral, I'll admit, Estral looked a lot better than I thought they would against T1. I thought we would kind of see a series more like we saw today between FlyQuest and T1. But they were competitive for, like, you know, a couple minutes at a time in those games. I know that's not saying much, but it's better than I thought we'd see from them. So, you know, it's kind of listed funny here, but PSG do have side choice for this. And I think because they have side choice, I'm going to go ahead and play the sweep. I'm not super confident that I'm not overpaying for this. Again, like, it's tough to kind of quantify when you have these different regions coming together like this, but I really just, I'm a lot lower on the LLA and a lot higher on the PCS than most people are. And I think these teams will be representative of that. And maybe this is overpaying. We won't know until further down the line, but I'm going to take Paris Saint-Germain minus 1.5 maps at minus 112. I got that at Nitro and BAS. For one unit. I just think, like, it's the only reason we're getting an offer like this, like a decent price like this, is because PSG looked so bad in their last match against FlyQuest. I'll take my chances. I think they sweep this pretty decisively. Next up, we have Loud, -281 on the money line, -1.5 maps at +123 against GAM Esports, +222 on the money line, +1.5 at -150, -1.5 at +577. Pretty wild difference in prices book to book on this match. Some books have, you know, Loud as high as like a -400 favorite. My initial gut take looking at this was that this is extraordinarily heavy-handed to see a Brazilian team this heavy a favorite against anybody in this tournament. I mean, it still feels that way a little bit, but I got to be honest with you, like, GAM haven't really shown me anything that makes me interested in getting involved with them. This would be like a classic hold your nose special. I think it's a dog or pass. Loud looked really, really good against Top Esports despite getting 2-0'd. I actually thought they looked very competitive in those games. And I think maybe they're just in better form right now. I have more respect for the CBLOL than I do for the VCS. But there's no, like, the Loud price is poison. Like, I don't want anything to do with backing Loud here. So this is game or pass. But I'm super skeptical about GAM Esports, and I don't think I want to get involved with them either. Interesting. I'm going to end up playing, and this might end up looking really stupid tomorrow because of, you know, this is Brazil and Vietnam we're dealing with, historically the two bloodiest regions in League of Legends. And I'm going to go to bat with an under here. I'm going to do a half stake under, splitting one unit total, half unit on each map for the under 34.5 kills at +101 on maps 1 and 2 for half a unit each. That's a huge, like, 35.5 is the neutral line for this. That's a massive, massive bar to clear. Like, I know we've seen a very, very high combined kills per minute in this tournament. We're getting like over 32 combined kills per game at this event. But Fnatic are here. The Vietnamese teams are here. We've had a couple games with lane swaps that have gotten real zany and wacky early. It's possible that happens again here. Again, these two teams are, you know, Brazil and Vietnam are two of the bloodiest regions historically, and this might end up looking really stupid tomorrow. I just think that, like, if you get any kind of lopsided game states, that these are going to soar under, and it's not even going to be close to a sweat. Like, if Loud end up just steamrolling, like, this could end 24-3. You know, like, this is, I just don't see it happening, like, that often. You're going to get, I don't know. I really do think it's like less than 40% chance to get over 34.5 kills. Like, to get to 35 kills for both these teams in each game. I mean, it's possible that we split this 1-1, but I severely doubt we lose both of these unless this full on becomes like a clown around match. And I don't think it's going to be that. This is an elimination match for both these teams. So whoever loses goes home. I expect this will be a little bit tighter. But I don't know. This could end up being really stupid looking tomorrow. I just think this is like, I compared this to, this is like the NFL equivalent of like a 58.5 point total, you know, and this is like the League of Legends equivalent of that. And like, I'll just take my chances with an under. The game state needs to be just right for this to get over. And if it does twice, then so be it. But I doubt we see it twice. So I'm playing the under in that match. That's going to be it for me. I'll be back tomorrow and I will see you then.